Blog Talk Radio.
We're blessed here tonight to be a part of. We've got Coming Home to the Motor City, a city that produces some of the finest gospel singers and preachers in the world. We've got Returning Home tonight for a worship service, one of our own native sons. So if you love him like I love him, and you
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Good morning, Frank. You coming on the air? About
especially for you. When you think you're
yeah, I'm here. To give I got some music yeah. coming through.
Just read your Bible. He'll tell you what to do.
Yeah,
be not weary. In doing well.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk listeners. Thank you for calling Street Talk, where we're on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. You by dialing 310-982-4126. Thank you for calling Street Talk. I am your host, Miss Reddy. Again, we have a few rules on Street Talk. I ask that you all do not use profanity, and I also ask that you all please place your phones on mute because we are on live if you're not speaking so that we won't hear the background noises. Okay, on tonight, I wanted to start the show off by saying rest in peace to my friend Buffy. She passed on today at 12:07 p.m. She was a friend. She was a mother. She was a strong, very strong individual. The topic on tonight is, you can speak about that if that's on your mind, but I had also had a topic about what role does a man play in life? And I'm sure everyone has their opinion. And on tonight, though, I know it's a lot going on, so I know a lot of people have different things on their mind. So if you all would, y'all can speak after I read a few Bible verses. I wanted to talk about the role model as a man and what it plays. I want to say what the Bible teaches, and then y'all don't be afraid to say what's on y'all mind. This is Street Talk, so you all are entitled to say whatever's on your mind. Don't be afraid. It's not all about how a person perceives what you have to say, because everybody's entitled to their opinion. So the role model in life as a man, different things. Women are here to be wives. Men are here to be husbands and the head of the household. And it teaches you that in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23, it says, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself his Savior. And it also says, in 1 Timothy 3:4, it says, he must manage his own household well, with all dignity, keeping his children submissive. And it also commands the man in 1 Corinthians 16:15, it says, be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. And in 2 Timothy 3:17, it says, the man of God has been competent, equipped for every good work. And it says in 1 Corinthians, it says, therefore, my beloved brother, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that the Lord, your labor, is not in vain. So I wanted to open up and let you all speak about what y'all feel like the role model is for a man, because you have boyfriends, you have husbands, you have players, you have all kind of different men. I mean, every man is different. So with that being said, I have a couple of callers online. Caller at 9240, can you say hello on tonight?
Hello.
So how are you?
I'm great. This is Tiffany. I just wanted to give my condolences to Buffy. This evening she was very close, family friend, and I just wanted to pay my respects.
Okay, that's great. Thank you for calling Street Talk. We appreciate everything that you all do, and I know that her family is probably going to listen, so I want to say thank you for calling and sharing. Caller at 0802. Can you say hello on tonight?
Hello.
Hello, how are you on tonight?
All right.
Okay, we were speaking about the role model of men, and we were also paying our respects to Buffy.
Yes, I want to give my respects, my condolences to the family of Buffy. I know it's hard losing a loved one, but, you know, they're in a better place than what we're going through right now, you know. But my prayers are with their family right now.
Okay, thank you.
And I feel like a man is supposed to be the leader of the family. He's supposed to be the protector, the provider. He's supposed to be the one that let God lead him so that he can lead his family into the right way. a lot of men don't let God lead them, so therefore they're lost as a man. But once you let God lead you as a man, then you're able and you're capable of doing the righteous thing as a man.
I agree with you on that. I'm pretty sure that everybody on the phone agrees with you on that. And I know with you being a man, do you feel like it's hard when you come in contact with women that have children, or like what is your outlook on, like, if a woman has a child, you being a man, like, what role models, like, do you set examples for children that you come into contact with, or like how does that work?
I mean, in the Bible it states that it takes a village to raise a child. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, basically, you know, you're not just you're not just a role model for your children, or, you know what I'm saying, the children that's in your family. You're a role model for a lot of children that's around your neighborhood. You know, you never know when a child might be just looking at you because they don't have that proper role model of a man in their household. So they're looking to the next person, you know what I'm saying, to be a role model. You know, that's how a lot of people became gangbangers, you know what I'm saying, by looking to other influences to try to lead them into the right way. But, you know, a lot of men don't see it that way.
Okay, you said a lot of men don't see it that way. Do you know, like, what is your outlook on the reason a lot of men don't see it that way? Like,
because they wasn't taught the right way.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, go ahead.
That's how a lot of men is lost right now. You know what I'm saying? A lot of men is sitting around in their 30s and their 40s and still acting like they're in their early 20s. You know what I'm saying? Because they didn't have a man in their life to teach them how to be that man that their family may need in their life, or that man that their neighborhood might need in their life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying on that. But what do you think about so many guys have different things going on in their lives, like, you know, trying to balance it out as far as working, hustling, whatever they do, you know, being a family man, being a dad, being a boyfriend, you know what I'm saying? All these different things, like, if you're doing all these things, do you feel like it's right to, like, to let anybody down? Like, do you feel like it's too many roles that a man has to play You know, because some guys, I come into contact with some men that say that they're too busy, you know, but for even themselves, they're like, they're too busy working, or they're too busy hustling, they're too busy doing different things, whatever it is that they do. You know, some men are too busy making money. They feel like they're too busy making money to even pay attention to their kids or to small things. Some men feel like their money controls things.
That's when your intelligent man is supposed to kick in and understand that money don't buy happiness. Money don't buy love. You know what I'm saying? It supports your family. You know what I'm saying? It does what it needs to for your family. You understand what I'm saying? But it don't replace the fact that it don't replace the fact that your family needs your attention, that your family needs your affection. You know what I'm saying? If you working two jobs, you know what I'm saying, morning and night, you know what I'm saying, take that 30 minutes out of that between your daytime, you know what I'm saying, to call and talk to your family. Or even just pop your head in so your family can see your presence. You know what I'm saying? And let them know that, look, I'm out here trying to work, but you know what I'm saying? Y'all on my mind. So, you know what I'm saying? Y'all the reason I'm out here trying to get this.
I think that's something good to at least do. Any other callers want to put their input in? I have your lines open. You all can speak at this moment. Okay, let's see. Caller at 8304. You can say hello on tonight. Caller at 5441. Would you like to say anything on tonight? Okay, well, we're having, we're having a conversation about the role models that a man plays in family. Okay, so right now what I'm going to do, I'm going to start reading the model, reading from a book that I have. I'm going to share with you all a little outlook, a model for husbands. It says, the Bible says that husbands should treat their wives in the same way that Jesus treats his disciples. Consider this Bible direction. Husbands, continue loving your wives just as Christ also loved the congregation and gave himself up for it. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. A man who loves his wife loves himself, for no man ever hated his own body. Do you all feel like that's something that you all should take into consideration, that you're supposed to love your family, your wives, and your family as you love your own body?
Yes.
Okay. Can you elaborate a little bit?
You're supposed to love your wife as God loves the church, but in doing loving your wife as God loves the church, you know, you should cherish and love the things that your wife has, you know what I'm saying, brought to this world for you as well, just like you love and cherish her, because that is a part of her.
Okay. What about those people who have the co-families that you're speaking of, like the guys that don't have a wife? Like, I know it's initially set up for a man to find a wife, because it says in the Bible that a man who finds a wife finds himself a good thing, but nowadays guys aren't going as far as marriage. What is your input on why guys are not actually marrying anymore?
Because they're too busy worrying about being a whoremonger. They're too busy, you know, not being content on who is in their life. You know what I'm saying? They worry about if I can get this girl or get that girl. You know what I'm saying? It's not even just that. Some men just like the thrill of it. But I do know that, you know, the reason men are like they are is because by nature we are hunters. So we get the thrill off of, you know, just talking to a whole bunch of other women, if that makes sense to you.
Can I say something?
Yeah, you can speak. Who is this, may I ask?
It's Kat.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. As far as that statement goes, as far as the question that you asked, why come, you know, men don't marry? Well, I think now, like in today's society, you know, the saying, why buy the cow when you get the milk for free? What the qualities and the things that a wife should possess or certain things that, like you said, you know, men are hunters. And if you make the hunt easy, you know, what's the point of settling down, you know? In today's society, people make everything so easy and,
right.
You know, it's
How society is,
even from back in my day, you know, seeing marriages and stuff like this. You know, when a man cheated or a man went outside of his house, you know, they went to bars and this and that or whatever the case may be. You know, now it's a push of a button. You know, they have websites for men that actually wanted to cheat on their wives, you know. I don't think a lot of people respect the union of marriage. You know, so many people now are getting divorces and all, because it's so easy. People don't really take into consideration that for better or for worse, you know, it's just whatever simple problems that a person can have, it's so easy for people just to walk away from it instead of toughening things out. You know, yes, true indeed that adultery is one of the reasons for divorce, you know, but, I mean, it's so easy, and the relationships that people try to get themselves in, if they're not wholly committed to it already, you know, of course they're going to stray. You know, people will find every reason that they can to stray from a marriage. Oh, well, you know, he don't make this much money.
What does that show for the strength of a man? I'm saying, like, men supposed to play role models. I mean, even say for instance, you find a dude that's a gangster. You know what I'm saying? A dude that's not even trying to be married. I mean, women give a thrill off of a gangster. It's nothing wrong with wanting that, but what I'm saying is, like, if you want that and the man is a gangster, like, at what point do this man, like, what does this man do for this woman? Like, what I'm talking about, like, the strength, like a man, men nowadays don't show a lot of strength. That's just my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Why aren't men strong anymore? Like, not to batter all men, not saying that all men are not strong, but I'm saying, like, what parts of strength? I want to bring out something about strength. Y'all tell me, because, I mean, some of you guys on the phone, I know that y'all have strength. You know what I'm saying? But why aren't you using it? Like, why pay for somebody to cut down a yard or, like, cut down your yard or something? Like, why pay for somebody to do that when you can do it yourself? And, I mean, a woman wants a strong man. I mean, a man plays a major role in a household. A man plays a woman wants a protector. A man is supposed to be a protector and a provider, you know? And if a man is not set up to protect, like, what do a woman need a man to do? I mean, you kind of get what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay, like, I'm gonna just look at it from my standpoint, okay? All right, for instance, I was pulling up to a school one day, and I see a lot of grandmothers picking up kids, right? Okay, right now, and we don't, how people are being brought up now, it's not like when we were younger, you know what I'm saying? A lot of men are not in households now. A lot, you know, like I said, it goes back to, you know, when you were younger and marriages and stuff and people staying in marriages. You don't have that man or that male role in that household. A lot of black women are raising kids without fathers in their lives, you know. So what does that little boy have to look up to, or what does he have to say, well, this is what a man is supposed to be when that man is not in the household? So I think what's happening
I don't mean to cut you off, but even if a man is not inside the household, a kid is coming into contact with some form of man, because our ladies have boyfriends, brothers, uncles, you know, I mean, all kind of men are, they're coming into contact with, whether it's the maintenance man. A man is a man no matter where it's at. When do the man stand? Hold on, we have a couple of new callers online as well I want to introduce. If your number ends at 5969, you can say hello on tonight.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
I'm fine. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, this is Reaction, also known as Virgo.
Okay, hello, Virgo. We were talking about being a man and role models as a man. Like, what aspect do a man play in today's society to life, as period? And we were also talking about sharing rest in peace to my friend Buffy, who was murdered on yesterday. She passed today, but she was shot yesterday. So what is your outlook on the male figure?
It's a lot. You know, back in the day, you know, men did what they supposed to do as a man. I know I heard you saying earlier about being a provider, you know, making sure your family is straight. Men these days, it seems like they know that if they date a female who has kids, every female is going to make sure their kids are straight, regardless if it have anything to do with water, you know, light bill, food in the house. A woman's going to make sure that their kids have everything they need. And a lot of these men, boys these days, they stay with females so they don't have to worry about it, because they know these mothers are going to make sure their kids have whatever they need. I've seen a lot of this going on. I have a couple of homegirls that I done seen what I'm saying now going in their household. They pay the bills, they pay the light bills, they pay the water bill, they make sure their kids have food. But what this man is bringing to the table, he's not bringing anything, because he know that his girl's going to make sure her kids are straight. A lot of men out here, they don't have, they're like really immature. They don't have no, they want stability, but they don't want to provide it or do anything for it. They just want to just lay around and don't do nothing. I don't know, is it because they want us to be their mama? I mean, I don't know. It's a difference between your mama and your girlfriend.
Okay. Caller at 1537, say hello on tonight.
Hey, hello. How is everybody?
We're fine. Can you introduce yourself?
I'm Spook. I'm just calling, checking in, listening to what y'all are saying, man.
Okay. Do you have an output on the role that a man plays, whether it's a guy that's being a player, that maybe a husband, a player, a gangster, a brother, whatever? Do you have any outputs on it? What is the outlook? Your outlook on a man? You a man?
Yeah, I'm still trying to get it together. I'm gonna hit you back with it in about a few more minutes. I'm trying to put it together. I'm coming up with something.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of men, but are they really men? So, I mean, you could be a male, but are you a man or are you a boy?
I mean, what are you saying? In what situation or in any situation? What are you
talking about?
It doesn't
matter what situation it is. I mean, we have a lot of males in this world, but these males, are they a boy or are they a man? You have males that's like 40 years old and they still act like boys.
You are absolutely right. But I can only talk for me, you know, being a married man. And I consider myself a man, you know.
So tell us some good attributes that you have as a man. Where somebody that's listening that's a boy, or somebody that's not all the way there, tell us some attributes. Tell us some of the things that you feel like that you contribute to the household, like strength.
You know, listen, man, it's 2016. These days, it's nothing that the man or the woman, I mean, really the man don't do around the house. Like, for instance, I just started working 3 weeks ago. Amen. And while I wasn't working, you know, I still, when my wife came on, she ain't had to do nothing. I'm talking about from the the cleaning, to the cooking, to whatever else I had to do, you know, and that was my attributes. Even though I wasn't working, I still made sure I got up and did what I had to do in order for her to come home and to relax, you know, because at the end of the day, you know, some men do fall on hard times. You know, it happens. This is the world we live in.
And do you feel like? Do you feel like with you not working, did you feel like you had to do those things, or did you want to do those things? Like, do you feel like a man supposed to want to do those things?
No, well, I can speak for me. This is the way that I was raised. You know what I'm saying? I was raised this way, so I'm going to do that any way that it goes, you know, and I'm going to try to make whoever I'm with, in this case, my wife, I'm going to make sure she don't have to do as nothing else that necessary, you know, as long as she bringing it in. And I'm on hard times right now. You know, I'm going to try to do my part.
That's a great way to look at it, because some men don't feel that way. Some men actually feel like they don't have to do it because she already got it, and that's what we were saying. But some women are tired of just having it. You know, like Miss Reaction said, some women, that of course the guys know that the woman is going to be, she's going to make sure her kids are straight regardless. But at what point do the men step in and actually do something? I mean, I've had men come in and say that they feel like I'm a tomboy. I'm too strong. They feel like I'm a boy to this. And I say, well, it's not my fault that you're that soft. You keep the soft, because these men out here know how to control me, know how to make sure that I'm happy and make sure that I'm satisfied. And, you know, it's not my fault that I'm not as soft as they are. Hello. Hello, caller. You can say something on tonight.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, we can't just pin it all off on a man, because if you look at the old school relationships, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about like my granddaddy and my grandmother relationships, you know, back when relationships were lasting for like 25, 30 years. Mm-hmm. When you look at them relationships, you know, that's where that saying came from. Behind every strong black man, there's a stronger black woman. You understand? In these days, you know, there's a lot of females that want that strong black man. But then again, you got to look at the fact that, you know, what is his helpmate doing? Is his helpmate being hoish? Is his helpmate wearing, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm
sorry.
Okay, but go ahead.
Yeah, but you gotta look at the fact that is this female really being, you know, his real? You know what I'm saying? Is she really holding him down the way that she's supposed to?
Okay,
you know,
so tell us what it requires. What does a man want in a woman in order for him to be a success? Because that plays a key part too. A woman has a role in life. Go ahead.
Basically, a man wants a woman that's go, you know, talk him through. Some, I ain't going to say all men, because some men are stubborn. You know what I'm saying? But some men like for a woman, you know, to voice her opinion about the situation. You know what I'm saying? Be there for him mentally. You know what I'm saying? If he's going through something, you see he's going through something, talk to that man, because you never know what might be on your man's, you know what I'm saying, on your man's mind or on his heart. You know what I'm saying? That's where a lot of relationships go wrong, is a lack of communication. You know what I'm saying? And that's basically what a man wants. You know what I'm saying? It's just a woman that basically support him mentally. And you rarely find a woman. I mean, you have women out there that do, but there ain't that many out there that support a man mentally.
So I have a question. Okay, so what is it? Okay, bottom, a male is paying bills in the household. I feel like that's not being a man, because he pay bills. That's not man enough for me. I believe a man is supposed to be able to, you know, help around the house, do stuff around the house,
right?
And also, you know, be a man to his woman. You know what I'm saying? A lot of men feel like I pay bills, you know. That's good enough. No, it's not good enough just because a male would just pay bills. It's more than just bills.
Right. And you know what I'm saying? And I agree with that. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I learned from the old school, you know, because the old school men, they will buy, you know, on payday, they bring their whole check home to baby. You understand? Because they know baby going to take care of what she need to take care of, and he's there with her, you know what I'm saying, to help cook, help clean, whatever else. You know what I'm saying? Because nowadays it takes two. You know what I'm saying? Especially with everything that's going on in the economy, this takes two in a household nowadays. So, yeah, a woman gets tired too. So what are you supposed to do as a man? A man is supposed to be stronger than a woman, so you pick up the lack what she's lacking at. You know what I'm saying? But you also continue to do what you're supposed to do as a man yourself.
Exactly, and you know, I done dated a lot of men's and men and little boys, you know, and I know the difference between a boy and a man. And lately, I've been coming across a lot of boys that thinking that I'm their mama, and I'm not their mama. You know, mama's supposed to mama do what a man's supposed to do, protect. Provide for their family. You know what I'm saying? That's what mamas do. A lot of males that's coming around here in this, like you say, economy, they is terrible. It's terrible.
Right.
You got a lot of.
That's
you
why you have.
So you feel
you
like hold on,
women.
Hold on just a second. So you're saying that you feel like a boy. I mean, most men are looking for the mother figure, but hold on. You know, they say most men marry a person that reminds them of their mother, but in the same aspect, my thing is most men feel like money controls situations. Like, I was told just this week by a guy that I told him, I said, at some point, a woman wants to see strength, right? And I said, so she wants to see her man mowing the lawn or fixing the hydrant or fixing
exactly.
the sink or lifting up something.
Exactly.
Hold on. Let me tell you what I was told. I was told by this man, I may not want to do that. He said, I might have the money to pay another man to do that for me. I said, and that's what I'm saying. If you're going to pay that man to do that, you're paying that man to sleep with your woman, because usually that's how it end up, because the man that's coming around fixing on the stuff, fixing on the cars, fixing on the brakes, she'll end up with that man. You might as well give that man her whole vagina.
And then whatever you paying these other people to do for the household, you can be having their pocket, their money for the house,
and still do it
for yourself. Exactly. You waste the money. That's why I'm not understanding.
That I feel like that too. So I mean, men. We have a couple of more callers. Let's see. Let me start back at the top. 9240. Do you have any input? (8304) 1537. When I'm calling out the numbers, I'm calling out the last four digits of y'all phone number. If y'all would like to say something, y'all can say something when I call out your number. 5969.
This reaction.
Okay. Well, y'all can continue to talk to Casey.
But, yeah, I mean, okay. I don't see why a man want to pay somebody to do what needs to be done in the house when he can do it himself and keep the money in the household.
Right. And, you know, that's another thing, you know what I'm saying? Men really ain't paying attention to what's really going on, because as a man myself, I'm noticing, like, women is really, like, taking on the positions that a man is supposed to be filling. You understand? It's like, you know what I'm saying? Men are turning into the females. And I'm like, well, man, what's going on? For real. Like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all paying attention to what's going on?
So what do you think needs to happen to make the roles go back to what it was? Because we have young men that women are still having babies. And the kids are seeing these things, and they're seeing these things. What do you think, as a male or as a woman, what do y'all think needs to happen in order for some of these roles to switch back up.
True prayer.
Call her at 2991. You were just added to the call. You can speak on there.
How y'all doing?
We're fine.
How about
thank you
for
joining us. All right. All right. Okay, I'm just listening.
Okay, we're speaking about the roles of a man. We're trying to see at what point do a man step up and become a man. Like, even if you're going to be a player, back in the day, the players still came home and took care of the household and made sure that the kids were straight and that the wife was straight. And I mean,
right.
In some people's minds,
you have to, so what is the actual definition of a man? You know, everybody is, if people's going to have their various opinions on what they feel like a man should be, and the most opinionated ones are us as women. We're going to be the ones that say, well, this is what a man's supposed to do, this is what a man's supposed to do, but where does that origin come from? Who teaches us this? You know, I mean, there's things in the Bible of what a man should be, but as women, you know, what do we expect out of a man? If it's not taught to us as women, we don't know what to look for, you know.
We can't lean on our own understanding. We know what a man is supposed to be by watching we get our what a man is supposed to be from our fathers and the uncles and things that surround us, but that might not be the right man. That's what I'm saying. In the Bible, it teaches you that a man is supposed to be the head of the household. A man is supposed to work. That's what I'm saying. The Bible is the rule book of life, and it teaches you that the man is supposed to be the strength. He's supposed to be the provider. He's supposed to love his wife as he loves his own self, and he's supposed to, you know, love his wife as Jesus loved the you know what I'm saying, as Jesus loved the congregation. You know what I'm saying? As he loved the church. So, I mean, I'm trying to figure out, like,
But that's what I'm saying, though. Okay, everybody wasn't brought up. Okay, so we have this big generation gap. Okay, if a lot of people weren't raised up in the church and that wasn't taught to us in our households, as far as the church goes, you know, we grow up not knowing that as men and women. If we don't have that male role in our house, then we don't know that. Our men don't grow up to know that. You can have a daddy that's a hustler. You know, yes, he's going out there and getting money, but yet still he take care of his household financially, but he come home and beat your mama. You know, and then in that man's mind, that's what he has to go on. Yeah, I can provide for you, but anything else, you know, I'm not going to do that. You know, I've been in a situation to where I had a male that was, he showed his love, he showed whatever else for money. Yes, I can have whatever I want. Was he home? No. You know, did he help me take care of the kids? No. You know, so that wasn't the type of man that I was wanting. The provider part, yes, you know, that was what he felt like as a man he was supposed to do, because that's how he was raised. A man is supposed to take care of a household. But he didn't have any other attributes of what I consider what a man should be.
About how to treat this woman.
You know, so, I mean, he was a good provider, but he wasn't a good husband. You know, there's
a difference. Well, he wasn't a man about it.
That's a difference. You know, he was a good provider, but he was not a good husband. You know,
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Everybody has their different. That's what I'm saying. Everybody has their different wants and needs as a man. I mean, in a man. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. Like he was like the guy Rio. He was saying that he feel like behind every good man behind every strong man there's a strong woman. So a man is just as strong as his other half. You kind of get what I'm saying? Because a man still needs to be more.
Yeah, because if that man is strong, if that woman is going to be strong, standing right behind him every week.
You can have a strong man and have a weak man.
That's right. You sure?
That statement, but what it says, behind every strong man is a strong woman, I don't believe that statement, because
I just don't believe it.
Yes, that's very true.
Very strong men and some very weak.
Yes, it's true. It's true.
And a lot of men like to marry. A lot of men like to marry a weak woman because their men can control a weak mind, but he can't control a strong mind.
Exactly.
Okay, but do you realize that in the Bible it teaches a woman to be submissive to her husband, and you have to learn to be submissive to him, you're supposed to know who you marry. So when you start getting into the marriage thing, you're supposed to know who you marry. So I mean, if you marry a weak man, you can't expect him to become strong. You have to mold him.
That's
you
right.
You have to make sure that he's content and being the man that you want him to be, but you're supposed to do that before you get married to him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you don't give up.
I agree on that.
That's why you don't give up the cookies to everybody you meet either. You're supposed to keep that.
So,
the sacred place.
You ain't got to take it because everybody will give up the cookies. They can give up the cookies.
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily, baby. Not necessarily.
Can nobody on this phone tell me they've been in a relationship with somebody and did not marry them and gave up the cookies? Can nobody tell me that?
Listen,
everybody
what
on
I'm
this
saying.
Phone done been in a relationship with somebody and then gave the cookies up before they got married.
That's what I'm telling you. That's what I'm telling you. That's what we start talking about. That's what we start talking about. How it's supposed to go, and we all fall short. But what I'm saying, like she said, some dudes feel like why buy the cow if you are already getting the milk for free? You know what I'm saying? Nobody, if you are already getting it, you know what I'm saying? You already getting it. I mean, it's nothing to want. It's nothing to need. You already getting exactly what you want. So I mean, that falls on us as women. You know what I'm saying? You have to, when you go into a relationship, you have to mold. That's what I'm saying. You have to play. Everything is a role. Like everybody say, I don't want to play. I want to be for real about this. Everything is an act. Whether you want to believe it or not, everything in life is an act. Whether you're a doctor, whether you're a lawyer, whatever you are, everything is still an act. So, I mean, you have to play your role. You have to know your part. We have a
you
new caller.
Stay in your lane.
I'm not standing in your lane because your lanes are supposed to be intertwined with each other if you're in a relationship. And that's where a lot of people get off, too. That's why you have the boys that have – that's why you had a man that have several girlfriends and things of that nature because – everybody standing in their lane. Now, you're supposed to speak out on your stuff because, I mean, it's what you want. Mm-hmm. Call at 3657. Say hello on tonight. If your number ends in 3657, I took you off of mute, you can speak on tonight. Okay, well, we can finish our conversation. We have about
my phone was on mute. Hello, how y'all doing?
We're fine. Thank you
hello,
for joining
how are
us
you?
On
right.
We're speaking about the male roles and what a man's supposed to do as a man, and a lot of us were coming into conclusions that we don't have conclusions, we have opinions that of different things that we want a man to be, but we have a lot of men on the phone too that we would like to speak. Males, are there any males still left on the phone? 9240. Eight 3 0 4 5 9 6 9. Well, I guess all the males are gone. So, ladies, I guess we're all the people that's left. And so we can say
that's why.
You say the conversation done what?
The conversation too strong.
I can't
remember her name, but anyway, that was a guy that said he was unemployed, okay, but he said he helped around the house and stuff. Okay, my thing of it is like this. Just like he said, people fall on hard times. I can't bash a man for something like that happening. You know, if he was working and he was doing what he was supposed to be doing or whatever, I can't bash the man. But my thing of it is if he falls on a situation like that, I want to know that you're going to contribute. Contributing to the household doesn't necessarily always mean money.
But if you're in a situation mm-hmm. to where you're unemployed,
right.
I don't want to come home and my house dirty and you've been here all day. You know,
I don't think a man's supposed to stay at home and cook and clean and do all that. A man's supposed to get out there and work
Y'all
and make sure their household is good.
But what if he can't find a job?
He needs to get out there, just like men know how to go out there and hustle for their money. It's just like hustling for a job. If a man loses his job on a Monday, he needs to go out there and catch out until he find him a job. There's no need for no man to stay at home and cook and clean like a female. Exactly.
Unless he's disabled. Because they say a man that don't work don't eat. That's what I'm saying. No matter what this man do, you know what kind of man you got once you got him. That's what I'm saying. So this is what I'm saying.
Like woman stuff, but what I'm saying is just like he was saying he had lost his job. Yeah, he needs to be out there getting it. I ain't saying he need to be at the house all day cooking and cleaning. If you're not making
a whole week straight, he at home cooking and cleaning. Hell no.
No, you can't come from street talk.
If you call yourself being a man, you lose your job on a Monday, you need to be out there busting your butt trying to find another job within that week so your woman will know that you're going to be a provider of that house. How are you going to lose your job and then be out for a whole week and saying you're a provider for your household? You're not.
Mm-hmm.
My bad, y'all.
Calm down,
Barry.
You.
Yep.
Who is that? That said, calm down, Tamani.
That's his girl.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
I can't have a man staying at home cooking and cleaning. If he's not disabled, then there's no need for you to be at home. If you can go out there and get a job, there's no reason why you at home waiting on me to come home and I got food ready for me. No. That's a big turnout.
I respect you on that by saying that I really respect you on saying that. I really respect you for saying that because I mean some people don't have like certain wants and needs. Like some people don't set standards for a man when they go into a relationship. So I mean, it's good to know that some women still have morals and respect and they still have plans. You supposed to have some outlook on some kind of guy when a man comes to you, you still supposed to have something that you're looking for. If y'all don't mind, we have about 13 minutes left on street talk. I want to go down the line and I want to ask y'all, like, what do you look for in a man when a man comes to you, or do you allow a man look for you, or do you come talk to a man? Like, what are some of your expectations of a man? I'm going to start with...
Me personally.
Hold on real quick. I'm going to go down the line. Caller at 8304.
I want a man to provide. I want a man that's understanding and a man that's caring. And because I have children, he's going to have to love me just like he loves my kids. Love my children just like he loves me.
Okay. That's a very good thing. Caller at 5969.
I need a man that's going to have some stability. Gonna be my backbone, gonna be a supporter, gonna be a provider.
Okay. Caller at 2991.
Well, yes, ma'am. When you find a man that loves the Lord, put God first, and you have yourself a good man, because he will love the Lord, and he'll love you like he loves his mama, and he loves the Lord first, above everything. And then you have yourself
okay.
a good man. Because he's going to provide and do all that anyway. Because he loves God, he's going to do all that.
Caller at 365. Caller at 3657.
Well, it's a mixture of everything that they're saying, because the good provider mainly got to put God first in order for it to be
right. Thank you. That's right. You got to love God, love himself, love his mama. He love you. He going to take care of you. Regardless, have his back. Y'all have each other back. Everything specific, whatever it is. He get down. You help him. You get back up, whatever it is. Just don't put him down because he got sick or whatever it may be. Because if he's a real man, he loves the Lord, he's going to get up and have some already in progress anyway.
Yep, and if he don't respect his mama, then you can.
That's what I'm saying. He got to love his mama. Can you tell what the way treat their mama, way
they
treat
you?
But you got a lot of men that treat their mama. He loves his mama, he's going to love you.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that because I know a lot of men that respect their mamas and their girl and their wife. They don't respect their wife or their girl.
But
I think the number one thing is God put God first.
They don't respect their mama. They don't respect their self. They don't respect their mama. They don't respect their girl. Because put God first above everything, they're going to be the head of the household and everything be all right.
Amen.
Put that in the hand of the Lord and God will work it out.
Yep.
Okay. Well, what do y'all think about the guys that come into the household, right? And whether the women are dating these men, first of all, because what do we say? What can we say as women when you're dating a man? And I mean, he comes in the household the way that he is, and I mean, then you have kids. Like, what do y'all feel like is a good time frame that you date a man? How long do you feel like you're supposed to date a man before he meets your kids? Because, I mean, that determines a lot. That has a lot of impact on how your kid is going to be raised as well. Because, I mean, we as women allow these men to do some of these things that we're complaining about. So, I mean.
What you're not going to do, don't do it in the first place. That way you're going to have that problem.
That's what I'm saying.
Like you
see how he is, whatever like that. Don't let him come in over your children and stuff like that. But you see that he feel good and he all right and everything, he can meet your children at first point. You don't sell my kids. You don't love me. So same as that, you know.
We're not saying that they don't accept your kids. I'm saying.
You have to know you're going to be in a, I mean, feel like, well, this is a man for me, and I'm going to be in a relationship with him. Then it's okay to meet my kids. But for just bringing Tom, John, and James around your kids, no, that's not good.
Hell no.
If this is somebody that I'm just dating. I'm not just going, because we start dating and then next week you going to come pick me up
to
have
I'm trying to catch up on what y'all was talking about real fast.
Yeah, well, we're in there like swimwear right now. What I'm saying is like y'all said, like, okay, how can I put it? When y'all were saying that, okay, you said it's not a time frame that a man will come in and meet your kids. How do you know how a man gonna react to your kids if you don't bring the man around your kids? But at the same time, when you introduce the man to the kids, do you introduce him as your friend so that you can see how they're gonna interact with them? Like when you're dating a man, do you introduce them as a friend, right? And like you introduce them in a public place or at your house. How do y'all do this? Come on, talk to me later.
Well, like I said, I'm not going to bring you around my kids like that.
Don't bring them to your house either.
No, 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 because it's not my kids.
You can meet them out, go out, so it don't bring to your house either until you get, thank you.
Once I know that we're going to, if I feel like we're going to be in a relationship, then yeah, it's time for you to meet the kids. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying, but how do y'all, how do women,
how long would it take? What you're saying was a time frame, but how long would it take? I don't know.
What do y'all think the time frame is for anybody that's listening? For anybody that's listening and don't know, because, you know, this is a street talk. This is people and people. Like, how long do y'all feel like it's going to take for y'all to date a man in order to them, for them to meet your kids, in order for y'all to even know that they're a real man or this strong model or whatever? Like, what would y'all tell a person that's listening that they haven't had a relationship with nobody, period? What would y'all tell them that the expectation is?
I can't say the time frame, but I'm saying mm-hmm. you have to be comfortable. I feel like you have to be comfortable with him first.
Mm-hmm.
Am I saying it right? Mm-hmm. You know, he has to make you comfortable enough to where you're ready to bring him around your kids. You know, I mean, you might not do it the first two or three times. I don't know. How soon you're going to feel comfortable with that man, how, you know, what type of man it is. But in the beginning,
I'm saying, like,
always,
you know how we... Okay, but we're talking about male role models. I'm talking about, like, men, period, point blank, period. Like, we're going to get off the time frame of meeting a man, okay? Let's talk about more of the strength of a man. Like, I'm saying, like, when we come into contact with these men, we need people that's going to raise your kids. That's, like, everybody that you bring around your kid, you know what I'm saying, is raising your kid, whether y'all want to accept it or not. Like, whether they come into contact with these people at the schoolhouse, whether they come into contact with the people at the gym, the recreation centers, stores, food restaurants. I mean, everybody that you bring your child around is coming into contact with your child has a big play on how your child is being raised and how they perceive the world. So, with that being said, every man that you come into contact with is gonna be a man, whether they're a male or like we were talking about. Every man that's a male is not a man. They is a man. That's the reality of things is God made men and women, and every man is a man, and every woman is a woman, no matter how you want to put it. But with all that being said, the role that a man is supposed to play in life, and that's a provider, a protector, and if he's a husband, he's supposed to be the head of the household. He's supposed to lead and guide the whole family, and a woman is supposed to allow him to do that. And you're supposed to get married because that's the way it's set up. So, with that being said,
you know, there's a verse in the Bible that says,
"What are we going to do? What are we going to start doing? Because, you know, at the end of this show, because we only have 3 minutes left, what are we going to start doing in order to contribute to making a male role model a success?
802. Yeah, there's a scripture in the Bible, you know what I'm saying, a lot of men should focus on and helping them become a better man. And that scripture is, once I was a child, I did childish things. Once I become a man, I put away those childish things.
Right.
And there's a lot of men that don't, you know what I'm saying, is still doing childish things, living childish ways. So how can you call yourself a man?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what a lot of men problem is. You know what I'm saying? They want to run around here hollering, "I'm that man, I'm that man." But you still acting like you that teenage boy that was in high school.
See, because he's not no man, he don't know God. Because you know God, you know how to be a man.
Caller at 3257.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, y'all, we have 1 minute left on the show, and I appreciate y'all for calling in with tonight. We're here every Friday night from 8 o'clock p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. Y'all can reach us by dialing 310-982-4126. And I want to say again, a male role model is a male, period, is a good thing because he's a creation from God. And I want to encourage more men to stand up and be good father figures, good brothers, good husbands, good people, good men, want to bring Kerry because a man is the head. The only person a man looks up to is God. The person over a man is God. And then you have the man. And then you have the wife. And then you have the children. So, I mean, y'all stay encouraged and just don't give up. And I want to say thank you all on tonight. Rio, if you would, are you still online? Well, he's not online anymore. Well, I want to let y'all know that I appreciate y'all for calling, and I want y'all to know that a man is a good thing to have, and a man's supposed to find himself a wife. So, y'all, thank y'all for calling Street Talk, and may God bless you all. And I hope that we reached out. I hope we've reached out on some insight and encouraged somebody to be a better father, a better husband, a better friend, a better person, period. And I want to say rest in peace to my friend. I want to say rest in peace to my friend, Buffy. She passed. She had 6 kids, and I really don't like when people pass, and I know that that was in God's will, and I hope that her family knows that she's in a better place, and I hope that everything goes okay at the funeral, the wake, and everything else. Everybody be safe, and y'all just have a great week.
They pray, hold on, be strong. Put God first above it all, everything be all right. Love y'all. Good night.
All right. Love you all, too. Good night, y'all. Stay encouraged and just know that God is love.
Amen.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye-bye.